Kia whakaitea ke tātou i tērā waiata e hoa mā ngā kano mai e shapeshifter. Nau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i tēnei wā. Kwa hau tonu tēnei ko Daphne Pobata e tukumihi atu kia koutou katoa i tēnei wā. Tāku kei runga i tawai kōrero ko Andrea Panther. E pā ana ki, ki ngā kaupapa e whakamoho ao nei i ngā wāhanga hui a Hāpore ki roto i te hiku o te ika. Kia whai wāhia ki tātou te pōhiri i aia. Tēnā koe, Andrea, pēhi ana koe.
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. Tēnā koe, hoa. Thank you for coming on our show. Doing fine today. Engari, before we just get into our kōrero, can you give our listeners a little bit of kōrero on who you are, where you're from and what you do?
Sure. So I'm from Te Kua Tika, but I'm employed as a project manager under Hoskins Civil to carry out all the many projects under the Te Kua Tika revitalisation project. So that project was funds that were given out by government to councils after the COVID in 2020. So it was the first lot of COVID a year ago. And our area applied for quite a bit, and we didn't get all that we requested, but we were grateful to get $7 million for our areas in Ahipara, Kaitaia and Awanui.
Awesome, awesome. You know, it's been a long time we've seen some development out in Ahipara. On the east coast of Te Hiko Tika, we see a lot of development, so it's awesome to see that you guys have brought in some pūtea for Ahipara there. You guys have numerous kaupapa under your belt at the moment, so what are you most looking forward to and what is your primary focus at the moment?
Well, probably the buzz in the community with the younger generation will be the pump track that is nearly ready to open at Ahipara. So at the moment, it's in the final touches of some ready lawn being put down on all the landscaping that's gone up around the pump track. And then there'll be some planting done by Seabeck. So the ready lawn is being done by Northscape. So the kaupapa of the project is to try and keep our local businesses employed with this money fund, you know, the funds that came into the district. So we're predominantly using our locals to do that. A really cool story from the pump track is that we've got an international pump track design and builder from Rotorua, Valo Solutions. And part of it is when they do the asphalting bit, they get 8 to 10 local labourers to help with the wheelbarrowing of the hot mix onto the surface. And so we had 8 Ahipara locals that helped with that. And from that job, we were able to get him to do the back-to-back and start the Kaitaia track, which is happening in front of the pools at the moment. And 2 of the Ahipara locals have been employed to work on that project. So that's a pretty cool outcome that we've got more locals being employed on projects. So, yeah, it's great.
Ah, kia ora. Also, just to add on to that kōrero as well, over the years we've seen a lot of kaitiakitanga action being taken on the sand dunes out in Ahipara. So it's actually awesome to have this pump track introduced into the Ahipara area, specifically for those people that still want to do that kind of stuff out there. And also e hoa. So creating these pump tracks, was that one of your guys' main kaupapa where you put forward an application for funding? And how do you think, other than employing these businesses to build the track, what kind of outcomes will it have for the general public when it's completed? Was there a big interest for a pump track beforehand?
I have to admit I didn't even know what a pump track was until I started. But the pump track idea actually came from the community. So there was lots of consultation in all our areas, but it was the pump track idea came from a group called Ahipara Aroha, and some of the guys there, because the kids, they were taking their kids down to tracks. I think our closest one now is Whangarei. Actually, there might be one in Paihia. So there are pump tracks around. And so, yeah, it was a desire from people in the community. So then that went to the project working group and we were able to incorporate it into our plan. And so it's a really expensive asset, but it's an asset for our community. And it's not just for young people. The pump tracks are designed for all ages and all abilities, as long as you're on non-motorised wheels. So I did catch that comment about the keeping people off the dunes. The pump tracks are not for motorbikes. They've got to be, they're on like
push bikes,
BMX bikes, skateboards, and you can use scooters, although scooters sometimes do a bit of damage if the asphalt's not hard, if it's been heated up or something in the summer months. So their tray part between their front and back wheels, when they land on some of the ridges or humps, can gouge out the pump track. But anyway, basically a pump track is anything with wheels that you can get momentum on, with all the bumps and curves and things can go on it, but it's definitely not for motorbikes.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for clarifying that, because I was a little bit, I was like, oh, this is awesome for those people. Engari, it's not the only project that you guys have been looking at. I think a lot of the locals in Ahipara, in Kaitaia, have noticed a lot of the mahi that you guys have been doing in terms of setting up park tables and chairs with the seagull kind of looking feature. Yes. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero around those kind of designs, why yous wanted to implement those things, and how yous decided to put those out in the community?
Yeah, sure. So so seating is a big part to give families a place to gather and enjoy the coastline and the beaches. So obviously Ahipara Foreshore Road is a really popular spot over the summer period, and or actually all year round really, not just summer, but it's more popular in the summer. And there was only, I think there was a total of about six tables spread out all along there, and some of them quite old. So we were adding to it. So there's another seven tables around the foreshore. Some of them we have purposely built right close to the pathway and angled the tables in the right way so that wheelchair and pushchairs can come up against the end of those tables easily. And then the other part are the bird seats. It's interesting. So there's been a designer who built those for Whangarei. So they were first seen in the town basin. And so some people didn't really know what they were to start with, but they're basically a concrete lounger. But they are proving quite popular with the young people, lying on them and climbing on them, etc. One thing that's missing that is coming, but we've just had a really long, long process, there are going to be umbrellas coming. We were trying so hard to get them produced locally, but there's been lots and lots of issues with designs and steel and et cetera. There's lots of issues in the background going on. But at the end of the day, we've just given the contract to one of the suppliers who are supplying our new playgrounds. And so we are very hopeful we might get some up before Christmas, because obviously it's getting hot now. And I know the community are going to say, hey, the tables are great, but where's the shade? It is coming, but it's just going to take a while. We've ordered 27 umbrellas altogether for Ahipara in both Foreshore and at Kurora Park. In Kaitaia, at Memorial Park, where the pump track's being built, at Alan Bell Park, where they've just had four tables put in, and then out to Awanui. So they're coming, it's just that it's been a long process, and there's steel supply issues, et cetera, so they're being made and done now, down the line, and we just hope we see some before Christmas, but I've no idea what the time frame is of installation yet.
Awesome, awesome. All the mahi that you guys have been doing has obviously been noticed within our communities. You know, it's something that we all see going on. We all have a haki nohi. We're like, oh, this is new. And we go down and we have a look. So awesome to see that you guys are a part of this kaupapa to brighten up, revitalise our spaces here in Te Hiko Tika. Engari, on that note, Ehua, I'm going to leave you to have our final kōrero with our listeners here in Te Hiko Tika. Any final kōrero?
No, just carry on watching what's rolling out. We're not even halfway yet on our project. We have had delays with COVID, et cetera, but there's still more to come. You'll start noticing things. People have probably noticed some of the streetscaping in Awanui, but there's more to come. But I think the most exciting part for our young people is when we have the new playgrounds go in at Alan Bell Park, at the Kurora Park and Awanui. Because what we've got in all three areas is not that good, and it's quite old, so they'll be significant. We had on our timeline that they were coming in November, but because of all the COVID stuff we've had all year, they've been delayed until the end of February. So unfortunately, it's back when the kids are back at school, but that's something to really look forward to in February. But yeah, there's new car parks coming, there's new, still more pathways being planned and designed, and everyone's loving the wide, curvy ones to, you know, be able to walk with friends or push chairs, etc. So there's still more of that to come. Watch this space.
Awesome. Thank you, Andrea, for your mahi and your kōrero today. Kia pai tō rāne.
Thank you.
Ka tia ki rai, hoa mā koia ko Andrea Panther, koia te kai whakahaere i ngā take whakamohoau a Hāpuri nei. I te hiku o te ika, rawe rau atu au ka kōrero e huama. Ina kare anō koutou kua kitea i ēnei taputapu, ēnei momo tūru, tēpū, aharai nei, kua whakatūria ki ngā tōpito maha puta noa i ahipara. Aua pump tracks, ka kitea ai tātou ki roto i a kaitaia ahipara. He pai mō a tātou nei tamariki. It's a step up from our skateboard park here in Kaitaia. So I look forward to seeing this kaupapa there for our tamariki. Engari mō tēnei wā e huama, ka haka iri ake a hau i taku raurau kōrero, ka whetikina ki tētahi waiata e puta whānui nei marunga i te pūrangi tēnei wā, anei a rehurehu mai i a muroki, mautoni mai.